thanks to Buffalo Wild Wings. You can come in, watch football, and earn points with Blazing Rewards just for being there. That's right. You're a professional football fan now. Brag about it to all your friends. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports.
Terms and conditions apply. Must be a Blazing Rewards member. To join in for details, visit blazingrewards.com or download the Blazing.
You don't have to go away to college and spend a lot of money and miss out on the great activities the Twin Lakes area has to offer this spring. See ASU Mountain Home about spring enrollment. Classes start January 16th. ASU Mountain Home is the natural choice, offering a variety of associate degrees and technical certificates and more from their campus. Register now for spring classes and don't miss out on all the fun things our area has to offer. Get started. Visit asumh.edu. ASU Mountain Home, the natural choice.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventive maintenance, or a new unit. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
We welcome you into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Our score at the break, Mount Holmes boys trailing Valonia 32-29. We'll look over our halftime numbers in a moment. Right now we are joined at the broadcast position by Mountain Home girls basketball coach Dell Leonard. And Adele, tough night, 27-21 you fell to Valonia. It was really a game where both teams struggled offensively.
Well, I just think that had a lot to do with how hard both teams played defensively. And I think that I'm not ever going to be critical of missed shots. You know, kids don't ever mean to miss shots.
Right.
But we do have to hit those layups that we got early in the game. We missed about six layups in the first half. And, you know, they're not wide open, but they're layups. And honestly, too, I thought there was probably some contact a lot of times that wasn't called. And I've seen it in this boys' game. I feel the same way. And we can obviously be better. I was super proud of our defensive effort. You know, you can't be perfect on defense. You're going to have some breakdowns. And we had three or four that cost us some points. But, you know, those shouldn't really be a factor, you know, when we start playing the way we know we're capable of playing offensively.
Well, I'll tell you, you go back to that defensive effort to hold a team like Valonia to just 27 points in that game.
I thought our kids played great defensively. I thought that, you know, the kids watch film, we watch film, and we had a great defensive game plan, and the kids carried it out. You can study all you want and watch film all you want, but if the girls don't carry it out on the floor, it doesn't matter. We just got to get that that flow and going on the offensive side of the ball. Everybody's got to want to score. When everybody catches the ball, the first thought should be, how can I score?
Right.
And I'm having to, at times, tell kids to shoot it. And, you know, you shouldn't have to tell kids to shoot it when they're open. They should be shooting it. And, you know, people, and I feel for all of our kids right now, but I feel for Hannah because they've been guarding her hard. And
yep.
Teams are going to try to take her out of the game. And Valonia did a good job of really switching everything on her and not her. And, you know, we can't allow that to be a factor. So we got to have – everybody else has got to be ready to shoot that thing when they're open. And everybody has a green light, you know. They just got to do it, and it's going to start going in the hole for us.
Well, I know you want that defensive effort to continue, and then hopefully some of those shots will fall next Friday when you play a very good Morrilton team.
Yeah, the old saying, you may have an off night on offense, but you should never have an off night on defense.
Right.
And, you know, that defensive effort, even Tuesday night, the defensive effort should have been good enough for us to win both those games.
And yeah.
We're in a little funk right now, as I said the other night. And I didn't know if we were going to get out of it tonight, but we're going to get out of it. You know, I didn't have anything negative to say to the kids after the game. Thought they played their hearts out. They don't mean to miss shots.
Sure.
It was a tough night.
Well, what can you tell me about this Lady Double Dog team?
Better than I've seen them since Shekinah Strickland played, the kid that went to Tennessee. And
yeah.
They've got a couple that can really go, and they are a matchup nightmare for us. You know, so we're going to have to get ready for that one. I mean, full court, athletic, man-to-man, running jump, full court man, get up in you. We're going to have to be able to attack and get to the free throw line. And we're going to have to come ready to play.
Well, Dell, a tough night, but thanks for joining us, and good luck next Friday.
Thanks, Matt.
That was Mount Tom girls basketball coach Dell Leonard. We'll take a break. We'll come back and check our halftime numbers in just a moment. Our score at the break, Mount Tom trails Valonia 32-29. You're listening to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, failing to prepare is preparing to fail. And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventive maintenance, or a new unit. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
At Baxter Regional Medical Center, every patient, every procedure, every interaction matters. We're proud to be recognized by HealthGrades as the only hospital in Arkansas to be named among the top 5% in the nation for cardiac surgery in 2018 and patient safety in 2017. From state-of-the-art heart care to the tiny details that make your stay exceptional, Baxter Regional truly is big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
The Fratizzi family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things has been backing the Bombers and Lady Bombers for over 45 years. At the same time, they've provided Mountain Home in the Twin Lakes area with quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, and plaques. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Go Bombers! Call ABC Printing and Imogen Things, 425-2610. That's 425-2610.
We welcome you back to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Mount Tom trails Valonia in this boys' contest at the break, 32-29. Looking at the scoring summary for both teams, one player already in double figures for Mount Tom, that is David Waymire with 12 points, 9 for Colton Peters, and 8 for Hunter Bashirs. And one for in double figures for Valonia, that is Grant Goers with 12 points. All of his came from behind the arc, as most did everyone else. Only one 2-point field goal in the first half for the Eagles. That was on a layup by Tyler Moran. Anyway, 6 points for Jordan Britton, 5 for Landon Hill. He was 2 of 3 from the free throw line. Then 3 points for Trey Kelly, and then 2 points apiece for Moran. Caleb Johnson, I forgot about Johnson's shot there right before the buzzer, and Caleb Barrows, he was 2 of 2 from the charity stripe. Well, that's going to wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We'll come back and get the second half started in just a moment. Our score at halftime, Mountain Home trailing Valonia 32-29. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
People often say, have a good day. But if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
The new year is time for